listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 4th of January, the year 2021. What happens this week will decide the fate of humanity from here on out. Incredible stuff happening. The leaked tape from Trump, of course, we will dissect thoroughly and show you how the Washington Post deceptively edited that piece of material. There's also news about COVID, news about the vaccines, news about China. We'll get to all of it and more, as well as your phone calls today on American Journal. But first, I want to go to this video. This is Alex Jones talking about what is at stake should our efforts fail and should the Great Reset truly come to pass. Here he is, Alex Jones.
The debate is over. Private, corporate, authoritarian, world government, backed up by communist China, is now overthrowing the elected government of the United States of America. And the goals of this corporate world government are nothing less than a science fiction dystopian nightmare. The Great Reset, Agenda 2030, the planetary plan to end the human system as we know it is here. Nancy Pelosi has announced today that they are officially going to have House rules that legislation cannot have the word father or mother or family or boy or girl. Let that sink in. That's how alien this takeover is. It's telling us we're dirty, we've got to wear a mask, that fathers and mothers are bad, that boys and girls are bad. This is alien any way you look at it. They've come out and said that in a year and a half they're going to declassify contact with aliens. Is that being staged to make us not believe in God? Or to tell us the aliens are God? Is it part of the partially declassified plan Project Bluebeam? I don't know. But I know this. The cross-human animal clones they've been making for 50 years, been declassified for more than 20, have not been shown to the world. They weren't just developed in petri dishes or test tubes. They were brought to term. And they're now admitting this. So all the hidden technology, all the horrors are about to be shown to the world. And in the midst of that, they're coming with an mRNA recombinant mutagenic system that actually transforms our very cells and rewrites our genetic code and telling us we will take it if we want to buy and sell, have a job, or travel or live. Fauci just came out and said forced inoculations are on the table. Of course they are. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, I don't know who these globalists have made a deal with, but what they're setting up is not good for anybody on Earth and is anti-human. And that's why I continue to warn you about the NBC and ABC and CBS and Wall Street Journal articles and stories saying humans are dirty and bad. COVID proved that. We need to get rid of humans and merge with machines. It's going to be so beautiful, and you're going to do it. This is the final revolution. This isn't a Star Trek episode where the Borg cube shows up and says you will assimilate. This is really happening. And so now all the slow motion beta test creeping we've seen of the globalists is going into warp speed. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in a human future. I believe we'll defeat this dystopian vision that the New World Order is bringing forth. And I know that God's real, and I know that Revelation warned us 2,000 years ago about what is now unfolding. But the churches are controlled, and they're not going to warn you. So you've got to start reading the Bible. You've got to start praying. You've got to start opening up your soul to God and asking for discernment, and God will deliver. And you've got to override the globalist censors that have shut almost everybody else down and tell people about band.video and Infowars.com. People are ready to hear the truth. The Great Awakening's here. The enemy's making their move. So again, join us weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tune into the other InfoWars shows and come to D.C. with us on the 5th and 6th as we expose globalist election fraud. They attempt to take our country over. We've only begun to fight. God's on our side. We will win. But the great testing is now here. God bless and good luck. The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal here on InfoWars.com, band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. It's the 4th of January, the year 2021. We are one short day away, from January 6th, that major convalescence, that major coming together of Americans in Washington, D.C., invited by President Trump. He'll be speaking there, as well as many other patriots. It promises to be perhaps the biggest single gathering in American history. Incredible stuff already as we speak. There are caravans traveling across the country to be there. InfoWars will, of course, be on the ground there with Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer. I myself will be here holding down the fort, as always. In case there's any sort of technical difficulties we may encounter, I'll be here in the studio to continue on the broadcast and make sure we're giving you updates from the ground in Washington, D.C. So I hope you stay tuned to InfoWars for this entire week. This week is promises to be truly incredible. Whether the truth is revealed, America is given a respite and allowed to continue for hopefully long enough that we can get back on our feet, or if the treason is truly overwhelming and we succumb to a worldwide global reset into communism, socialism, and a globalist new world order that sees you as a burden to be destroyed. Truly incredible stuff. Of course, the main story today is this phone call from President Donald Trump to Secretary of State of Georgia, Raffensperger. This is being portrayed as a mob boss shaking down an underling. It's being portrayed as President Trump demanding that Raffensperger cheat to get him ahead. The reality is, and of course you know this if you're an InfoWars viewer, the evidence of fraud is completely overwhelming, especially in certain places in Florida such as Fulton County. And this is President Trump attempting sort of a last-ditch effort after all of the citizen outcry, after all of the video evidence has been produced, and yet nothing is being done. President Trump makes a last-ditch effort to wield his influence to get some semblance of justice and oversight into this completely fraudulent case. We're going to go to this audio here. We'll also go to your calls. I know people want to talk about this, and I want to hear what you have to say. In fact, we'll open up the phone lines right now, and we'll get to your phone calls very shortly. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Are you on your way to Washington, D.C. for the 6th? Do you wish you could be there, but can't quite make it? Have you listened to this audio, and what is your opinion of it? Any and all responses welcome. The number again, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call, please. Now, this first clip I'm going to show you is the clip that has been most viewed, put out by Washington Post, and you'll see how this was edited to make the president essentially seem weak and irrational. And this type of edit was actually included throughout the piece. They also censored the name of Ruby Friedman and others who are the people caught on video accused of rigging this election. But I'll play this video, and then I will play the full video so you can see what the unedited version sounds like. You can see the differences between the two, and hopefully you can come to understand the true depths of deception that our mainstream media is soaked in. So first, here's the deceptively edited video by the Washington Post, once again, to frame the president as irrational and frame him as weak. Here's this audio, and then we'll play the full version when we're done with this. Here first is the Washington Post audio.
We have won this election in Georgia based on all of this. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, Brad. You know, I mean, the people of Georgia are angry. And these numbers are going to be repeated on Monday night, along with others that we're going to have by that time, which are much more substantial even. And the people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
So there's Raffensperger saying the data now, that President Trump has is wrong, which is somewhat difficult to understand since they won't provide the data, since the administration and authorities in Georgia are preventing the data from actually being inspected, preventing the process from being inspected, and preventing the data from actually getting out. And then they say, well, the data you have is wrong. Well, prove it then. Show us the data. They won't do that. But here is the full clip of this phone call, not the full thing. The full thing's an hour long, but here's the full clip of that particular portion so you can see what the tone really was. This is from the full video. This is the leaked phone call, Trump pressuring Georgia Secretary of State to get the votes right there in Georgia.
And the people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated, because the 2,236 and absentee ballots, I mean, they're all exact numbers that were done by accounting firms, law firms, etc. And even if you cut them in half, and cut them in half again, it's more votes than we need.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong. We talked to the congressmen, and they were surprised, but they I guess there was a person named Mr. Raynard that came to these meetings and presented data. And he said that there was dead people, I believe it was upward of 5,000. The actual number were two people that were dead that voted. And so that's wrong. That was two.
Well, Cleta, how do you respond to that? I mean, you tell me.
I will say, Mr. Secretary, one of the things that we have requested, and what we said was, and if you look at if you read our petition, it said that we took the names and birth years, and you know, we had certain information available to us. We have asked from your office for records that only you have. And so we said there's a universe of people who have the same name and same birth year and died, but we don't have the records that you have. And one of the things that we have been suggesting formally and informally for weeks now is for you to make available to us the records that would be necessary to confirm.
But Cleta, even before you do that, and not even including that, that's why I hardly even included that number, although in one state we have a tremendous amount of dead people, so I don't know. I'm sure we do in Georgia, too. But is that we're so far ahead. We're so far ahead of these numbers. Even the phony ballots of Ruby Freeman, known scammer. You know the Internet? You know what was trending on the Internet? Where's Ruby? Because they thought she'd be in jail. Where's Ruby? It's crazy. It's crazy. That was the minimum number is 18,000 for Ruby, but they think it's probably about 56,000. But the minimum number is 18,000 on the Ruby Freeman night where she ran back in there when everybody was gone and stuffed. She stuffed the ballot boxes. Let's face it, Brad. I mean, they did it in slow motion replay magnified, right? She stuffed the ballot boxes. They were stuffed like nobody's ever seen them stuffed before. So there's a term for it when it's a machine instead of a ballot box. But she stuffed the machine. She stuffed the ballot. Each ballot went three times. They were showing, here's ballot number one. Here it is a second time, third time, next ballot. I mean, look, Brett, we have a new tape that we're going to release. It's devastating. And by the way, that one event is much more than the 11,000 votes. that we're talking about. It's, you know, that one event was a disaster.
So there you have the full uncut version of the tape. Of course, full thing's about an hour long, but you can see the difference between the Washington Post manipulated, doctored version where it's just Trump going, we need votes. And Raffensperger like, well, sir, the data you just don't have there. Whereas in the full uncut version, you hear them actually presenting the numbers, presenting the argument, saying, here's how we know this. Here's how we know that. Here is the number that we think it is. Here's the number that it could be. Here's the minimum number. It could be much more data processed. I mean, this is a crime against the United States. The fact that A, this tape was released and Raffensperger is being sued for that, but B, that it was edited.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID as the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
There's a headline from Infowars.com. Trump sues Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger over the leaked phone call. And of course, the Washington Post deliberately edited out the name of the ringleader in the of the vote fraud there, Ruby Friedman, as well as others. Complete subversion of our entire process, the process that includes, of course, journalistic oversight of our public officials. That position has been abdicated by the mainstream media, choosing instead to serve their masters in the globalist world order and undermine and destroy any semblance of trust that the Americans have in their system. I'd like to read a few choice quotes from this amazing article from Raheem Kassam on the National Pulse. The title of the article is "Trump Call Actually Reveals a President Deep into Detail with Establishment Republicans Dismissive, Unwilling, and Rejecting Transparency." And I'll read that in just a second. But before I do, I want to go back to this leaked phone call. Because in that last segment, you heard a brief excerpt from the Washington Post phone call where large chunks where the president and his team were actually presenting data and attempting to get answers to the inconsistencies of that data. They cut that out, and all they left in was Trump basically making a demand to find out what happened and Raffensperger rejecting him, essentially. And then I showed you the larger clip that revealed what was really said. Now I'd like to finish it off with this clip because, once again, this has to do with the Trump team asking for information and it being exposed that the Republicans in Georgia are not providing that information, not providing the data that they claim makes all of this argumentation obsolete. They say, well, we have the data, and the Trump team's like, well, then give it to us, and you'll see. We'll play this video here, clip 30, the leaked phone call, once again, as we finish off listening to this leaked audio from the Washington Post provided by Ben Raffensperger. Let's play that now.
You know, it's very simple. We won the election. As the governor of major states and the surrounding states said, there is no way you lost Georgia. As the Georgia politicians say, there is no way you lost Georgia. Nobody, everyone knows I won it by hundreds of thousands of votes. But I'll tell you, it's going to have a big impact on Tuesday if you guys don't get this thing straightened out fast.
Well, Mr. President, this is Mark. Let me just, it sounds like we've got two different sides agreeing that we can look at those areas, and I assume that we can do that within the next 24 to 48 hours to go ahead and get that reconciled so that we can look at the two claims and making sure that we get the access to the Secretary of State's data to either validate or invalidate the claims that have been made. Is that correct?
So that's not what I said. I'm happy to, you know, sit down with or have our lawyer sit down with Kurt and the lawyers on that side and explain to him, hey, here's based on what we've looked at so far, here's how we know this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
And we what you're saying, Ryan, hold on, let me make sure. So what you're saying is you really don't want to give access to the data. You just want to make another case on why the lawsuit is wrong.
I don't think we can give access to data that's protected by law, but we can sit down with them and say.
But
hey,
you're allowed to have a phony election. You're allowed to have a phony election, right?
No, sir.
When are you going to do the signature counts on that? When are you going to do signature verification on?
So last question Trump was asking there: when are you going to do signature counting on Fulton County? Because they did the signature verification in I think Cobb County, which is not the one where all of the fraud took place. Fraud took place in Fulton County, and the signature verification has not gone on there. But it's pretty black and white. You hear right there, he says, look, we want the data so we can settle this once and for all. Give us the data, and we can determine whether these claims are true or false. And they say, no, we'd rather not do that. No, we'd rather not give you the data. We'd rather just tell you that we think that we don't want to talk about this anymore. It's like, well, that's you're a scumbag. You're lying. If you won't provide the data, I think it's probably because the data proves that there was fraud. I don't know. That's just my speculation. Conspiracy theorist over here, having listened to the audio, having watched the video of the ballot boxes being pulled out from under the table, of the same ballots being fed through machines over and over and over. Having heard the audio of the training seminar being held in Detroit, where they said they gave instructions how to use the COVID rules to avoid oversight and told the people involved how to kick out Republican poll watchers so they could do their work with no oversight. Having heard all of that, yeah, I'm a little bit suspicious. You could quell my suspicions. You could solve that problem by showing the data that proves that all of this is just one big coincidence, one big misunderstanding. Or you can just insist you're crazy for asking questions and we won't reveal the data and just trust us because we are oh so trustworthy, right? It's absolutely absurd. I want to go now to Matthew in Ohio. Thanks for calling in, Matthew. Your topic is election commission. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air, Matthew.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk a little bit about listening and reading last night that wondering where Tom Cotton was, and I found out that he's nowhere to be found because he's not really into figuring out what's going on with this fraudulent election, and mm-hmm. I'm very disappointed in him because he's both, you know, beat his chest pretty big on China over the last 6 or 7 months, but when it comes down to actually getting this figured out, has me scratching my head on, you know, why would you be so tough on China and then not want to get to the, you know, actual results of this election?
Yeah, well, this is the litmus test, right? This is the filter that is really determining who is a patriot, who wants legitimate elections, and who is willing to go along with the deep state for their own power, their own position, whatever the case may be. And yeah, Tom Cotton has been a major disappointment in this, standing down. And yeah, this is where you separate the wheat from the chaff. This is where you separate people like Ted Cruz, who's taken a, you know, total point position on this, you know, trying to uncover this effort to uncover what occurred on election day. Really surprised me in his, you know, stalwart defense of the president and of the obvious apparent fraud that we've seen. Whereas people like Tom Cotton, Mitch McConnell, even the people trying to get elected in Georgia sort of, you know, tuck their tails and run away. So, I mean, like I said, this is the litmus test. So do you think this is going to come to anything, or do you think people like Tom Cotton and others in the Republican establishment are going to undermine Trump and allow this election to be stolen because they think it benefits them to play along with the establishment, Matthew?
I think that just with the growing numbers, because my older brother, it's funny to talk about the coincidences. He likes to use the term controlled coincidences, and I'm like, come on, man, just fuck the trend. You know there's something going on, but I think that just with the numbers, because he himself the other day was like, there's 140 people in the House. There's 12, you know, senators. Oh, wow. And I'm like, yeah, people, when they actually take a look at this, you know, quote unquote, no evidence or irregularities, why not that they're, like you guys say, it's going through a fire hose. It's all over the place. So I personally feel, and actually myself and a bunch of guys up here, we're right on the border of Michigan and Ohio. We're making the trek down the next couple of days and going down from the 5th to the 7th. So I know we got about 5 or 6 guys in. I'm hoping the number down there will be so great that on top of the House and the Senate members, it's going to be almost too hard to not say, hey, the people that want this, that voted and want this election to be right, are in the streets literally saying, get this right. So I have faith in obviously God himself, but I have faith in the American people that we're all going to get this figured out. And I think it's going to get overturned personally. And that's my 2 cents, I guess, on it.
Well, I hope you're right, Matthew, and you know, thank you for coming to the March for Trump, and we'll take more phone calls on the other side.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at Infowars.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win. The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go right out to your phone calls. Once again, a lot of people have a lot to say about this phone call and other stuff going on. Of course, some of the other top news that we'll cover over the next few hours is the fact that Assange has won his case against extradition to the U.S., so he will remain in England for the time being, which is good news. It's good news, so we'll discuss where that goes from there. There's also, of course, they're finally coming out and saying, top U.S. official says, quote, growing body of evidence shows COVID-19 leaked from a Chinese lab. It's very interesting. And then, of course, there's this stuff going on with Antifa and the Portland mayor. It's almost like 2020 was the year of lies, and 2021, now that the lies have done their work, now that the riots have taken place and been used for their political purposes, they're now allowed to end. And now everything is being set right now that they think they've gained control once again. You know, back in January of last year, we were saying, yeah, it looks like this came from a Chinese lab. Now, after a year of saying that's a crazy conspiracy theory, how dare you speculate that, they're saying, looks like that was right. Oh, what a big surprise. It's going to be a crazy year, folks. The good news is that last year, if it taught us anything, it taught us that we cannot trust any of our institutions. They're all subverted. They're all completely dominated by people that literally hate America, and which is a good thing. that we realize this. It's a good thing that we learned not to rely on these people and that we have to stand up for ourselves. And hopefully the 6th of January will prove to be the culmination of that realization. Of course, InfoWars will be there. Alex Jones will be there. We're getting or finalizing the details on when he'll be speaking, and I'll be able to give you that. So if you are going to Washington, D.C., I can tell you where to be and when. It's the Fight for Trump, the biggest MAGA rally of all time. It'll take place January 6, 2021. People already on their way from across the country. So we'll get to all of that and more as the program continues. I will go to your phone calls in just a minute, but I do want to read a few lines from this National Pulse article by Raheem Kassam. The title, Trump Call Actually Reveals a President Deep into Detail with Establishment Republicans Dismissive, Unwilling, and Rejecting Transparency. And it begins the article with this quote, quote, I don't know about that. I don't have it in front of me. We're looking into that. He says these weren't the vague, noncommittal words of the president of the United States in the phone call leaked by the Washington Post newspaper this Sunday. They were statements of the establishment Republicans on the call. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Ryan Germany, and Deputy Secretary of State Jordan Fuchs on the January 2nd call. Despite the partisan framing from the Washington Post that the call somehow reflected Trump making demands for votes from his Republican colleagues, the president actually does no such thing. Throughout the call, the president makes clear that his calls are for election transparency, full and transparent audits, and public access. At no point does the president imply that he wants votes invented or confected, as the establishment media is portraying. He even offers to recuse himself from parts of the conversation and ends it by asking for the truth. It's just that simple. And that's the quote. And you can read the full transcript. But the president began the call ripping through specifics that are never addressed by their opponents on the call, the establishment Republicans. Trump states we have at least two or three, anywhere from 250 to 300,000 ballots were dropped mysteriously onto the rolls. Much of that had to do with Fulton County, which hasn't been checked. We think that if you check the signatures, a real check of signatures going back in Fulton County, you'll find at least a couple hundred thousand of forged signatures of people who have been forged. He continues, quote, we had, I believe it's about 4,502 votes. Voters who voted but weren't on the voter registration list. So it's 4,502 who voted, but they weren't on the voter registration roll, which they had to be. Then he goes on to mention 18,000 who had a vacant address voters, essentially pointing out by the numbers the sheer volume of fraudulent votes that were cast in Georgia. And none of these claims were refuted by the establishment Republicans on the other side of that call. They were simply told, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. We have the data, but we won't give it to you. We won't show it to you, but trust us, the data is wrong. Just absurdity piled upon absurdity. Let's go now to your phone calls. Stephen in Florida wants to talk about corruption. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, here's what I wanted to say, okay? First of all, I appreciate the fact that President Trump is trying to confront these people, but this is like calling Al Capone and saying, you need to police the mafia.
Mm.
Okay, these people are so corrupt. And what they're doing now is, and what I wanted to call about was this issue of corruption, okay? But these people now are rigging the fraud. In other words, they're saying there is no fraud, you know, and the only ones that are committing fraud are you people that are calling us out on this. You're the ones guilty of treason and insurrection. You're the ones lying. You know, you're trying to set a fire and, you know, destroy people's confidence in the process, blah, blah, blah. The very things they're guilty of. So here's, and this is all ways they try to cover up their evil and justify it. So that, here's what I want to get at. And I want to mention a guy named Eddie, and just bear with me. But here's the thing. When you look at this issue of corruption, okay, and I look at everything from a spiritual standpoint, from primarily not social or political, but spiritual. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12, God, it says that, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Now, this is before he judged the world by a worldwide flood and destroyed everybody except Noah and his family, because they're the only ones that believed him. So my point is this. There's a guy that lives in this house where I rent a room named Eddie. This guy gave me a hard time, and I'm relating this to this widespread corruption, okay, so bear with me. But this guy gave me a hard time, harassed me for being a Christian, tried to tell me I wasn't because I wouldn't believe and subscribe to what he thought was truth. Well, I came back to the house yesterday from church. Eddie was dead in his room.
Ooh.
50 years old, okay? Now, I warned him, and I told him if he didn't trust in Jesus Christ, if he didn't turn from his sin, God was going to judge him. You might think that's harsh or cruel, but the thing is, now I believe based on his life, being a drunkard and a blasphemer and a mouth that was just so filthy and an attitude that I don't need, you know, what you say is the truth from the Bible, and that's all I tell people, not my opinion, that man's now in hell, okay? Mm. And not too long ago, you guys, you know, at the New Year, you had a compilation you guys played with all these people, famous people that died in 2020. The only one I saw in that whole thing that made any positive contribution to America was Larry Nichols, that Alex Jones interviewed on his show many times because he was trying. He basically said he got saved. He had what he called Damascus Road experience, and he exposed what the Clintons were doing. So my point is this. We look at all the corruption in our political realm, okay, and Hollywood, et cetera. Why is it all there? It's because America as a whole has gone away from what we were founded on, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the only remedy for our corruption, for our sin. We are not good people. And Harrison, listen, I'm not trying to judge anybody. I'm not the judge. But I'm pointing people to the one who is the judge, just like I tried to do with Eddie. All I have to go by is the word of God, which is absolute truth. And Mike Adams has a thing called Brighteon Social. So I posted on there because Mike does these things called the Situation Update every day. And he said in that he was talking about, you know, we're coming down and out, we're patriots or traitors. And he says, I don't care if you're gay or a tranny or a crossdresser. If you're a patriot, you're fine with me. And I responded back. I said, they're not fine with me because what God calls an abomination, I'm not going to side with. In other words, I'm not trying to set myself up as above everybody else, but I came to see myself as a filthy, wicked, guilty, hell-deserving sinner as a 19-year-old punky kid. I'm 61 years old now. And the thing I'm saying is that if you are not for Jesus Christ, I don't care how much you're for Trump and the Constitution, if you're not for Jesus Christ, you're
I get what you're saying. We're about to go to break here, Stephen. You make a lot of good points, and I'd say, you know, the real lesson from this is our entire system is utterly corrupt, and that's why people like Brad Raffensperger and others can smile and lie and cheat with abandon, because they know the system will uphold them. They will face no consequences. They will face no retribution. They will be celebrated for their corruption because our system is corrupt.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Band.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the American Journal here on InfoWars.com. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm about to go out to your phone calls. At the beginning of the next hour, I will be playing a couple pieces of irrefutable evidence presented by expert witnesses at the Georgia hearing showing how the votes were literally flipped for Trump there in Georgia. But I'm going to go out to your phone calls first, and we're going to try to get to as many phone calls as possible in this program, so try to keep your comments as brief as possible. I know everybody on the line has a lot to say, but pick your most salient point and present that for us so we can move on and get more phone calls in a shorter amount of time. Let's go first to Greg in Texas. Thanks for calling in. Greg, you are on the air.
I have a couple of quick points here. First point is this nonsense has been going on for 2 months. Okay, we're in January. The election was in November. What does Trump expect to happen on January the 6th? In light of all of the mainstream media and Congress and big tech, they're all saying this is a hoax, but social media says we know the truth, we see the fraud. And secondly, Trump doesn't say anything. He doesn't talk to us. We don't know what's going on. And if there's an insurrection, who's going to run the government when tens of thousands of people are arrested if that happens? Go ahead.
It's a very good question as to what will happen on January 6th. We did hear in that phone call, Trump hinted at, you know, we have tapes that we're about to release. He even says on Monday that may happen later today. And if it does happen during this show, we'll definitely bring that to you. But it's a very good question. And obviously, I know a lot of callers are like, where is Trump? Why is Trump not talking to us? Obviously, Trump is very busy behind the scenes. He's very involved with the details of all of this. And he is working on trying to get a legitimate vote count in order to prove once and for all that this vote was stolen, this election was fraudulent, and he was, in fact, the real winner on November 4th. Now, as to what will happen on the 6th, we have John in California who's called in with a rallying cry telling patriots they need to be in D.C. on the 6th. Thanks for calling in, John. What do you have to say to the people that want to be there or are thinking about maybe being there? Why should we be in D.C. on the 6th? I want it from your point of view. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so grateful for this chance to talk to the audience and hopefully reach those that are undecided, okay? So for over 200 years, all over America, we sing, we are the land of the free and the home of the brave, okay? Well, all that's going to be taken away. We're no longer going to be free. And right now, it's questionable how much of us are brave, okay? Secondly, we should always remember historically Bastille Day. Bastille Day, they realized that something was wrong, things were corrupt, and they stormed the Bastille, and it was the turning point of the country, okay? Number three, we should never forget what happened in 2013 in the summer in Egypt, okay? Those people realized that the government became corrupt, and they stormed Cairo. They went and threw out the corrupt government, okay? And the thing that really impacts me about what happened in Egypt is many Egyptians died. They said, we are willing to die because this government is taking away our freedom. And I'm really challenging people that are undecided. They need to pack up their car. They need to go to Washington, D.C. Okay, if you're able to go, you should be going to Washington, D.C. You should be packing up the car and heading to Washington, D.C. right now. There is absolutely no reason why people should not be going if they can not, if they can go.
I completely agree with you.
That you're a Bible verse.
Well, I'd love to hear it. I don't think we have time. We're going to move on to another call, but that was a fantastic input from John in California. It's exactly the type of call we need. Invigorating us, telling us exactly where we can look in history to see examples that we can carry out. And we know what comes down the line if we fail to act, if we fail to stand up for American values. It's nothing but abortion, lockdown, COVID camps. I mean, we know what is to come, and we know it is a fate worse than death. So I'm right there with John in California. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go now to Malcolm in Tennessee. We don't know what Trump is going to do, but we have an idea of what he should do. And hopefully he carries this out. Thanks for calling in, Malcolm. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. First quick point, and you said this 2 weeks ago on the Sunday show, that if somebody in the Trump administration needs to shut down Silicon Tech, kill the power.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember saying that or not.
Sure, yeah. I said,
that's something that needs to be iterated more. My second point, y'all need to have Dr. Sheba back on. And my third point, why are blood banks still taking blood and we're in the worst pandemic known to man? I'm going to get off here.
That's a very good question. I have not thought about that, but we see a lot of stuff about this pandemic that doesn't quite hold up to scrutiny, doesn't quite pass the smell test. Nothing is quite consistent in terms of what they're telling us. In fact, I have a video that I may play a little bit later. It's been making the rounds. It's from, I believe, May or March of last year. And it's the World Health Organization explaining in quite a bit of detail why masks don't work and should actually be avoided for people that don't actually have symptoms or work with sick people. And, of course, your point about Dr. Sheva is exactly right. We should try to get Dr. Sheva on as soon as possible. And I'll pass that word on to the producers to reach out to him to try to get him on. Because, once again, what we're going to do here on American Journal is bring guests on who will stay for the whole hour. Either the middle hour or the third hour of the program, and they'll take your phone calls as well. It won't just be an interview with them. It'll actually be you, the info warriors out there, able to ask them questions, and they'll field answers for you. So I think Dr. Sheva is a very good person that we should be bringing on, because I know he can explain things a lot better than I can in certain situations, you know, about certain topics. And I know the American people have a lot of questions that he could answer. So very good suggestion, and we'll make sure to do that as soon as possible. Let's go now to Doug in California. I love we're getting so many California callers. That gives me hope for that once great state, that beautiful land. Doug, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing quite well, sir. How about you?
Been better. So what I wanted to ask about is, why are people still paying taxes? Honestly, I hit the exempt button. If our government's not representing us, you know, I'm not going to be a jellyback, spineless person. I'm going to stand up. So that's at least bare minimum I would say people do.
Yeah, you know? And and sort of your topic of your call is peaceful disobedience, and this would be a great way to peacefully disobey. And, you know, I just think about it in my own personal life. You know, we usually have something called Big Trash Day, where if you have pieces of furniture that you're trying to get rid of, you can put them out on the curb. And it's that type of thing that during COVID, the government just said, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. We're just not going to do that anymore. It's a service that we provide that your taxes pay for that has nothing to do with COVID-19. It's not like, you know, garbage men going to pick up garbage is, you know, introducing more of the disease into the air. Like it, there's no reason that COVID would prevent people from doing this. And it's like, so I'm still paying taxes. The government's just decided we're not going to do what we said we were going to do with those taxes. We're just not going to provide you services anymore, but we're still going to take your money for taxes. And then we're going to send it overseas and maybe give you a pittance of what you've paid in back. Meanwhile, we have people that don't pay taxes, that literally live off the government, burning our cities down and demanding that we tax people more. It's all absurd. It's completely outrageous. And I agree with you. If we could get a critical mass of people in the United States to refuse to pay their taxes and overwhelm the IRS system, so it's not just, you know, a person here and a person there that they can then target and punish, if it's an overwhelming amount, I think that's a very good idea to get back at the government and prevent them from taking more of our money and using it to oppress and enslave us. It's absolutely despicable. Now, we will be right back the second hour of American Journal. I'm going to come back with this video. It is evidence presented by an expert witness at the Georgia hearing based on data that was provided and used on election night. And I'll show you how it was not human interference that created the discrepancies that we're seeing. It's actually algorithmically applied that this fractional voting was able to steal votes from President Trump and give them to President-elect Joe Biden, the faux president-elect. And we'll get to all of that and more. I went this whole hour without telling you about our great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a supercharged 2021 New Year special, up to 60% off top-selling products. Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste are in limited supply, but they are still available. But the supplies are rapidly dwindling. So if you want to take advantage of this sale, 25% off those two products, as well as get those products before they fly off the shelves, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and make your purchases. Everything that you see on InfoWars, including the massive trip where there's like a dozen people from InfoWars going to Washington, D.C. to help bolster and inspire the Patriots there on the 6th of January for this massive world-changing event. It's all paid for by InfoWarsStore.com and viewers like you going there, getting a great product and supporting this last bastion of freedom in the media landscape. I thank everybody who goes there, and I encourage everybody else to do so now.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack, at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
We've just seen a few examples of statistical irregularities and impossibilities. Now, we'll take a closer look at some vote manipulation within the election database, including explicit vote count switching from one candidate to another. We can see in Dodge County, there's a lot of strange activity going on. The left side of the screen shows incremental votes as they were reported for both election day and absentee. On the right, we can see the total vote counts, which should only be incremental, moving as the county reported in real time. Again, here we're focusing only on Donald Trump's votes. So this wouldn't necessarily be captured at the state totals as they're reported on TV, since one county's deduction in votes can be offset by another county's reporting of equal or greater votes. The first question you're going to want to ask or already have asked is, why are any bars going negative? And the answer is they shouldn't. Unbeknownst to the general public, votes for Donald Trump were being switched and removed from his total, which often coincided with other precinct updates that simultaneously offset deductions so that they appeared to remain neutral to outside observers. Across the three counties of Dodge, Daughtry, and Putnam, Trump has over 30,000 votes that simply disappear. Here, we have clear visibility of an event that occurred at the county level as we compare two data sources. In this case, Donald Trump reported 29,391 votes at 9/11 local time in Bibb County, Georgia. Simultaneously, Joe Biden was reported to have 17,218 votes. Minutes later, at the next reported time update from the precinct data sources, Donald Trump is reported to have 17,218 votes, and Biden now has 29,391 votes. A clear and exact switch of vote totals between candidates. Because there is a time lag between each state reported aggregation of county results, this type of switch can go undetected in state reporting, as long as it falls after the latest state refresh and before the next state update.
According to the Georgia Secretary of State website, Trump lost by 12,670 votes. As you saw earlier in this video, far more than that were taken from President Trump.
In statistics, an anomaly or outlier is an observation or event that deviates so much from other events that it arouses suspicions in its generation. In this, an isolation forest is defined as a specialized learning algorithm for anomaly detection that works to the principle of isolating these outliers and flagging them for potential review. Remember these graphs when you meet your government officials in person. The burden of proof is on the system to prove our elections were fair and not the people.
Okay, so here's how your voters counted in Georgia using Fulton County's process as an example. So after you check in at a poll pad to vote on election day, you go to an ImageCast precinct terminal. After you cast your vote, a ballot image is saved on the machine. And after all the polls close, the SD cards containing all the ballot images are removed from the terminals and transported by car to, in Fulton County, one of four drop-off locations. Then it's transferred by police escort to the 1365 English Street warehouse. Inside of there, it is run through a tabulation software called Democracy Suite, which counts the ballots and exports the totals to a Dominion server that inserts those totals into a SQL Server database. From that point, it's directly transmitted to the Seidel Election Night Reporting Server. The Election Night Reporting Server is responsible for transmitting the totals to the Secretary of State for output to their website and data aggregators like Edison, who then transmit that data to the networks.
As you just saw, there's a standard process for transferring votes by memory card from precinct to county vote aggregators. Now, let's focus specifically on this square box detailing the data entry process for county updates. The following options are available to anyone with access to these computers working in the election software: updating vote batches, rejecting vote batches, and even more notable, generating new or temporary batches that can be injected directly into the vote tally.
So this is the information that is not being addressed, that is not being accounted for by the establishment Republicans or the mainstream media, who refuses to question any of this obviously quite questionable occurrences in Georgia. More of your calls on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at Band.Video.
All right, folks, I'm getting some breaking news from Gateway Pundit about the Georgia elections. I'll bring that report to you just as soon as it lands on my desk. But first, I want to tell you about what is occurring this week. Starting tomorrow, of course, hordes of Trump supporters, patriots, and truth seekers will be pouring into Washington, D.C. for what promises to be perhaps the largest gathering of people in that country, in that city in all of history. I think the largest gatherings yet have been around a million people. The guesses as to who's going to show up on the 6th dwarf that number substantially. Of course, InfoWars will be there. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and others. Alex Jones will be speaking. And if you are going to be in D.C., I do, first of all, want you to call in. I'd love to hear from people who are going to be in D.C. what your plan is, where you're, not necessarily where you're staying, but were you able to get a hotel room? A lot of hotels shutting down and trying to prevent people from having a place to stay. And I want to hear from you, of course, but if you are going to be there, let me tell you the times and the places you need to know to see Alex Jones. On the 5th of January, that is tomorrow, Alex Jones will be speaking at Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's tomorrow at Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m. You can be there to see Alex Jones speak. And then on the day of January 6th, Alex Jones will be at the Ellipse at President Park at 10 a.m., after which he will lead the march to the Capitol. So 10 a.m. on January 6th, be at the Ellipse in President Park to see Alex Jones give a speech and then lead the march to the Capitol. The president planning on speaking at 11 a.m. So no competition there. Alex Jones speaking at 10, Donald Trump at 11. Alex Jones, January 6th, the Ellipse at President Park, and tomorrow, January 5th, at Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m. Be there if you can. I do encourage you. Now, here's the breaking news I just hinted at. Breaking: Patriot Jovan Pulitzer's team is being shot at after they are given directive to identify fraudulent ballots in Fulton County. Pulitzer and his team have the ability to determine the validity of millions of ballots in a day. He spoke last week in Georgia and offered to review the absentee ballots in Fulton County for free. He said he could go through 500,000 or so absentee ballots in the Atlanta-based county in a couple of hours to determine which ones were valid and which were fraudulent. Last Wednesday, the Georgia Senate passed a motion to have Pulitzer and his team go through the ballots there. But then yesterday, Pulitzer reported that his team is now being shot at. That's amazing. Here you see the tweet: warning, our team members who live in Atlanta are being attacked. One team member's home took 5 shots through the window in a drive-by, right through his daughter's bedroom window. My God, whether that was a targeted attack or not, I guess you'll have to use your own judgment. Coincidence, it seems, is a little bit too hard to believe. Really incredible stuff. Of course, other incredible things are happening, such as over the past week, five Republican lawmakers have suddenly died. Very, very strange goings on there. Of course, the other top stories of today, this can't be real. Democratic reps and pastors stir up storm after he ends opening prayer in the U.S. House with amen and a woman. Okay. Freaks. Julian Assange has won his case against extradition to the U.S., which is another good thing. But some news has gone under the radar, and I want to read this very quickly before going out to your phone calls again. From the Washington Examiner, the title is Pondering Subpoenas from Special Counsel Senate. Lisa Page responds, F you. She responds, F you. Lisa Page, the senior FBI official who left the bureau after her anti-Trump texts during the 2016 presidential campaign became the subject of press reporting in an internal Justice Department investigation, says she will soon join a tech company as an in-house counsel dealing with law enforcement, national security issues. And I just want to bring this up because it highlights what it's like to be a servant of Sauron, to be a servant of the deep state. You are taken care of. And some other lines she drops in here are also quite worrying. Of course, she was hired as a commentator in June 2020 for MSNBC. So if you violate the Constitution, abuse your power, attempt to destroy a presidential candidate and brag about it and get caught, not only will the MSM not investigate, not push you on this, not try to figure out what was going on and whether this is, in fact, a existential threat to our republic, which it is, not only will those questions not be asked, you'll actually be given a position of power with them. You'll be rewarded by them after being dishonorably discharged, as it were. Not only that, then you'll go on to work at big tech and be paid undoubtedly hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for a do-nothing job because you're being rewarded for your service to the system of which they are all a part. But here's the real thing that shocked me about this interview that Lisa Page did, where she said basically F you to the idea of being subpoenaed to testify about her blatant and open treason and sedition. She says this, quote, Lindsey Graham still has the Senate. Durham still hasn't interviewed me. And that made me stop. That made me stop in my tracks. Durham still hasn't interviewed her? Okay, folks, if you thought Durham was going to come out in the last minute and blow the lid off of everything that happened and expose the swamp and fix things, well, here you have pretty solid evidence that nothing of the sort is anywhere close to happening. Lisa Page is one of the main people involved in the just travesty of justice that occurred during the transition and during the election in 2016. And she says John Durham hasn't even interviewed her yet. Well, unless he plans to do it in the next 20 minutes, I doubt we'll be seeing anything from John Durham that's worth anything anytime soon. And this is just another, just with this avalanche of news that we're constantly having to deal with, there are little things that kind of slip under the radar that make you, that really give you insight into what's actually going on. So I wanted to share that with you. Now we go out to your phone calls once again. I want to go to Mike in California. A little bit different topic here, but that's what we're here for, is to give you a platform to voice your opinions. And Mike in California sounds like he has an opinion that he wants to share. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. So the 180 days to UFO disclosure and stuff. So I have two papers here that I want to just read the title of. One of them in the Hall Archives, so it's Gravitational Energy Control by Fran D'Aquino. He's a Brazilian physicist. And so this is a 700-page document, kind of like his life's work. And it was just published May 2020. He's got another one titled Gravity Control by Means of Electromagnetic Fields through Gas or Plasma at Ultra-Low Pressures. He details a bunch of different experiments and a gravitational control cell which you can make with a T12 fluorescent light bulb, because that is a mercury gas plasma at low pressure. So I think as all these other brilliant minds across the planet are starting to discover this technology and go public with it, Trump's going, oh, wait, hold up, America first. Let's declassify the stuff that we've been concealing, this technology that we've been working on for the past, few decades. This one sentence I'll read from the sort of the intro. From the technical point of view, there are several applications for the discovery. Possibly it will change the paradigms of energy generation, transportation, and telecommunications. So, the fact that this has all been concealed know, it justifies them rolling out this 5G, which we know kills, you know, causes all sorts of problems, use for these driverless cars. You know, they don't want you having control. They want, you know, your little car to drive for you. Mm. You know, they don't want this, you know, foster technology, which he fully describes and lays out in this paper and talks about, you know, the physics of it, the mathematics of it. It's laid out very simply, but then also, you know, right next to it is, you know, all these mathematical equations which justify it.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. And, of course, they're coming out with more and more technology. We may learn they received it from, as they call them, off-world entities. We may learn some very interesting things. Of course, you mentioned the 180-day to disclosure of UFO sightings from the Navy or from the Pentagon that was put into this COVID-19 bill. You also had last year was basically the disclosure. Nobody even cared. It was like the Navy coming out and saying, yes, there are UFOs. It was the former Ministry of Defense for Israel saying, yes, we're in contact with aliens and will soon be revealed. And then on January 2nd, 2 days ago, a Harvard professor says an alien visited in 2016 and more are coming, or 2017 rather. This is what they're preparing for, worldwide government, and they're going to justify it by claiming there are off-world entities that are giving us the secrets.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now. Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over.
The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel, and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Incredible goings on across the country and across the world today. It is the 4th of January, the year 2021. From Infowars.com, Trump sues Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger over the leaked phone call. This is from David Schaefer. He says President Donald Trump has filed two lawsuits, federal and state, against the Georgia Secretary of State. The phone call, the telephone conference call that the Secretary of State secretly recorded was, quote, a confidential settlement discussion of that litigation, which is still pending, essentially saying that it was illegal because there's still litigation pending. And the release of this will taint that decision being made. Jack Posobiec has even more information when he says new White House planning to refer Brad Raffensperger WaPo leak to Secret Service for investigation under national security grounds of the Espionage Act. So hopefully, if justice is to be served, this blatant undermining of the security of the United States will be punished rather than rewarded by Washington Post and others. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Casey in Mississippi has a very good idea about what to do with Bill Gates. Thanks so much for calling, Casey. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Harrison. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Well, I wrote a petition back in April, which basically, you know, you only get about 800 characters, so I tried to fit in as much as I could, use every last character to kind of spread some awareness about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the push for biometric tracking and worldwide vaccination. It was posted on the We the People petition website that apparently goes to the White House, and it only required 100,000 signatures to warrant an official response. I never did receive that response despite getting almost 700,000 signatures.
Did you really? 700,000 signatures?
Yes, sir.
That is an incredible amount. So you made an Investigate Bill Gates petition. You got 700,000 signatures, which is really mind-blowing. I mean, to get that number of signatures, you did something right, sir, and you have not received anything back from that. Was it specifically just saying investigate Bill Gates, and then you listed his sort of wrongdoings or the reason why he may be investigated?
Yeah, I only had so much, you know, room to work with, but I plugged in as much as I could to start the conversation. And, you know, I think that the numbers were messed with a bit. I actually watched at different times thousands of signatures removed, and then it kind of ground to a halt.
Mm.
So I don't really know what the true numbers are, but the petition never received an official response. Mm. And, you know, that is pretty disappointing. And I was listening before to, you know, you talk about our institutions and how corrupted they are. I 100% agree. But, you know, if we just completely do away with what we have and burn the whole house down, so to speak, then our country is shot.
Mm.
You know, I'd like to think that there's still some decent people in these institutions that might want to see justice and restore some integrity and honor to our country.
Well, look, I agree with you, Casey, but it seems to me like the last 4 years have been that grace period where we said, look, you know, we got President Trump in, let's set things right so we don't have to burn everything to the ground. We don't want to burn everything to the ground, but at a certain point when it becomes impossible to get your redress or to find recourse through the system itself, that system can't be relied upon, and nor should it be. And I know people are really getting sick of this. We have video from Salem, Oregon, I believe, yesterday, of the Proud Boys, you know, people who went out to protest in favor of the police. The police then turned on them, were protecting Antifa while they were attacking the people that were the pro-police protesters, and they end up taking the flag that they originally brought, that, you know, the blue line, thin blue line flag that they brought to support the police. They end up throwing it on the ground and stepping on it, going, you know, what the hell? On one side, you have communists who are trying to destroy you, demonize you. Literally, they want you dead. And you're protecting them and you're punishing us who are here trying to support you, trying to be in favor of law and order. I mean, how do you fix a system that punishes people that are even in favor of the system, that are trying to get the system to work? The system punishes them and rewards the people who are attempting to burn it all down. I mean, the situation that we're in, I'd say we're between a rock and a hard place, but I mean, that doesn't even begin to describe it. But, you know, I share your feeling that we want our system to work for us. We want to be able to go to our system and say, here's what's wrong. You know, will you fix it? And people with honor and dignity are in positions of power and will wield that power for the benefit of us. But instead, our entire system is filled with self-righteous, self-serving psychopaths who will do everything they can to destroy the system that they themselves are a part of. It makes no sense, but this is where we are. Great call from Casey. And actually, I want to play this clip very quick. It's a short clip, but Casey brought it up. It's the introduction of Bill Gates and his lovely, beautiful vaccines into a country. This is a statement from the Vaxxed documentary that has been, again, making the rounds on Twitter, and I wanted to play it here. It's a man saying that there was no autism in Vietnam before Bill Gates. It's clip number 19. And yeah, this is an account of the creation, basically the ignition, the beginning of autism in the country of Vietnam, and it immediately followed the introduction of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their vaccine program. So here it is, clip 19, no autism in Vietnam before Bill Gates.
And going back to Vietnam, you know, Vietnam doesn't have anything. There's no such thing as autism in 1975, in year 2001. There's no such thing. When Vietnam signed the WHO, when Vietnam signed into the International Monetary Fund, the banking system, Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation introduced the vaccination program into Vietnam. Now Vietnam has over a 300% rise in autism.
300% rise in autism. Of course, we've seen autism massively skyrocket. But the point is, if President Trump is not put into office, if Joe Biden gets in, he's told us he's going to be subservient to the New World Order. He's literally, is what he said. He said the International World Order will be the deciders as to what, you know, we in this country do. And he points out specific institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Health Organization. These are the supranational, unelected, unaccountable organizations that for decades have manipulated and controlled countries through the selective introduction of credit, of debt, that then they can wield in order to, you know, demand taxes and crush people. I mean, these are the organizations that our country will be subservient to, that our nation will be at the behest of if Joe Biden were to, God forbid, get into the office of the president of the United States. And we need to understand the true threat that we are facing. I mean, this is the cliff that we're about to go off of, is these people will gain control. And just as, you know, I point out that Lisa Page is rewarded with a high-paying job with MSNBC and a high-paying job with a tech company, and she's never even questioned about her obvious and blatant self-professed, admitted in text, black and white, corruption and abuse of her power as an FBI agent, or whatever position she held, her abuse of that power in order to try to undermine an elected official or a presidential candidate that would pose a threat to that power structure. She's rewarded for that. She's not questioned for that. She's certainly not punished for that. And that's how the system works. So that's the system we're being introduced to. It doesn't matter what's right, what's good, or what benefits the American people, or even what the American people themselves express and say they want. You will be simply a subject, no longer a citizen, but a subject of a technocratic international feudalism that sees you as a burden to be destroyed and replaced. That's what awaits us if Joe Biden is allowed to take the presidency. We won't let it happen.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Band.Video.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high-quality storable food.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's the 4th of January, the year 2020. We are one short day away. The day after tomorrow is January 6th, which will be the largest gathering of patriots that the world has ever seen in Washington, D.C., in support of the president and in protest of the fraudulent election that they're attempting to pass off in order to install their puppet, Joe Biden, who will quickly vacate the seat in order to get to Kamala Harris into the position as the president. And, of course, they've already told us what their plans are. And, spoiler alert, they're horrific. They're going to subjugate the United States under an international cabal of organizations such as the IMF and WHO. This is their professed and open plan, and it is the duty of every American patriot to resist it with everything they can. Donald Trump will be there. Alex Jones will be there. Mike Lindell will be there. So many people are going to be there. I hope you are, too. We have callers who are going to be there and others who
were not able to make it. Now, this story from Just the News came out yesterday. D.C. hotels fear violence, stay mum about who will book rooms during electoral vote counting. Citing privacy concerns mixed with fear, hotel managers in Washington, D.C. declined on Sunday to discuss room bookings that coincide with the upcoming electoral vote count and planned protest, both of which are set to occur Wednesday. The afternoon manager of the downtown Hilton Hotel said, quote, I have nothing to say about this. We don't screen our guests for why they stay with us, and we don't invite trouble for talking about it to the press. Well, bless that man. He's not a snitch, which is, you know, I guess the bare minimum we can hope to hear now. Other hotels are shutting down and refusing to book people, even though they were happy to accommodate the Black Lives Matter riots earlier last year. I'm going to go out to the phone calls. O'Brien in Maryland, I hope we'll be on the 5th and 6th. You're so darn close, Maryland. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the great state of Maryland. Thanks for calling in, O'Brien. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you going to be there on the 5th and 6th?
Maybe, maybe not. I need someone to take me down there. But I had to make a call for anybody who owns a porta potty
to try to set up in Washington D.C. Yeah,
whatever. Just wave the fee and just get down there immediately. I mean, these guys really need these things, especially with what I just heard with the hotel guy that just said, no, we don't discuss who's going to stay with there because they're not very pleased with BLM staying there at all. But everybody needs to get there. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to get there. I kind of need a ride to get down there. So if anybody wants to, like, go, if anybody is going down there, please just hit me up.
O'Brien in Maryland looking for a ride to Washington, D.C., and hopefully he can get one. It looks like we have Alex Jones on the line with breaking news. Is that okay. I'm sorry. That's a false alarm. That was an old note that flashed up on the screen. You had me concerned for a second. O'Brien in Maryland looking for a ride to Washington, D.C., and hopefully he can get one. You know, some other stuff has come across about what's happening in D.C. this week. The Hilton Hotel that I just mentioned is sold out the night before the protest, meaning that it seems like there will be a huge amount of people there. They've already announced shutdowns of streets, and it looks like the government there in Washington, D.C. is preparing for a massive, massive load of MAGA folks showing up and taking over the city completely. And O'Brien was also mentioning the need for porta potties. Hey, it can't be understated. It can't be overstated the need for just basic amenities there. You know, the amenities as they were stretched with the previous two parades, and this one promises to be the largest by far. So make your plans. Make sure you carry food with you. Don't carry weapons is what the officials there in Washington, D.C. are begging people. Please don't bring weapons, but just make sure you have, you know, some snacks in case you get caught out in a crowd and, you know, restaurants have closed down. Just make sure you've planned out your full day and have good communications, because that sheer number of people will overload the cell systems and will be difficult to coordinate with people once you're on the ground. So think of this like you're doing it in the 90s. You don't have cell phones. You're not going to have many of the amenities that we're used to, because the sheer number of people will overload them and it'll be difficult to get around and communicate. Let's go down to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're right down the road. Are you going to be there on the 6th and 5th? Did you see Alex Jones and Donald Trump there at the MAGA rally?
I have plans to be there on the 5th and the 6th, yes. I live locally. Excellent. I can get there and leave. Wouldn't it be great if on the 5th, flyers just littered the streets around the Capitol that had the warning on it saying, stand down. This is directed at the Capitol Hill Police and the Metropolitan Police. Don't get yourself hurt protecting unelected tyrants.
Yeah, this is the big the big argument, I guess. This is the big, I don't know what to call it, but you know, we showed some of the videos, some of the clips, as B-roll, Salem, Oregon, people going out to protest in favor of the police and the police turning on them and shutting them down. And you do wonder what it takes, what it would take to get through to the police. So most of the time, you know, it's Black Lives Matter, Antifa yelling in their face like, you're a traitor, you're a traitor, you're a white supremacist. It's like, clearly that's not going to convince them, but apparently they're just following orders. What would it take to get through to them and go, hey man, turn around. You should be on our side. We are the American people. We are trying to save this country. Don't follow your orders and, you know, destroy us in favor of these unelected tyrants. Join us, turn around, join us. And we can march together. I mean, what do we say to these police to help them understand that they themselves are being used as pawns in their own destruction, Jefferson?
Right. So if all these flyers are floating around the streets, if you see a police hill police officer, you simply pick up the flyer and you hold it up to his face and say, do you understand what this is telling you to do? We don't want to hurt you,
right,
but don't get in our way if we feel like we need to intervene in what's going on in Congress.
Yeah, and we hear, you know, we hear all the time, and I believe them, people who call in or people who DM me on Twitter and say, hey man, I'm a cop, and you know, there are good guys in the forest, you know, don't just portray all the cops as these bad guys, jackbooted stormtroopers, just following orders like robots. There are those of us who understand what's going on and we support the Constitution. Well, where are you? Where are you? Why aren't you standing up? And how many of them are you? I mean, if there's one for every 20, you know, rule following scumbag, then it doesn't really help us much. You know, we need more of you to actually stand up and help us get this message across, help us do the right thing and put these traitors in jail, not the people who are trying to reveal and expose the traitors. So I think that's a great idea, Jefferson. What would you put on these flyers that you'd want to see handed out in Washington, D.C.?
Well, in big letters, it would say stand down order, citizens arrests to follow, potentially, and just a warning, basically saying, is it really worth your life to protect unelected tyrants?
Mm. Yeah.
Just make them think about that issue. Now, when it comes to the Port-a-John issue, if there's not enough bathrooms around, I think what should happen is we should all essentially break the doors on the Smithsonian Institution and use the facilities in there. And I'm sure the Capitol Visitor Center has plenty of toilets in working order, but I'm sure they're going to lock that down. So we might have to break in through those doors. But that's, you know, in a revolution, that's a minor thing to find a place to relieve yourself.
So there's a lot of people talking about that are calling in. They're talking about the Bastille Day, talking about getting fit. We'll couch it in the vernacular of Antifa, direct action. They're talking about direct action. Now, we've seen massive protests, even going back to last January, the 20,000 heavily armed people in Richmond, Virginia. Well, they passed those laws anyway. They passed that gun control anyway. So it seems like these protests showing up and shouting and trying to make ourselves known, we're ignored, we're demonized, we're shut down left and right. Maybe it is time for direct action. That's what I'm hearing from many of the callers. And perhaps that's what we'll see later this week. It's getting down to the wire, folks. And I think the good news is the people understand what's at stake here. They understand that if the globalists and their cabal of Satanists get into power, I mean, that's it. It's over. So, you know, what extremities won't you go to prevent that?
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless. Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. In case you missed it earlier in the program, Alex Jones will be at Freedom Plaza tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Eastern for a speech. And then on the 6th of January, the big day, at 10 a.m., Alex Jones will be at the Ellipse at President Park. And then he will lead the march to the Capitol, the president to speak at 11 a.m. So January 5th, Freedom Plaza, 5 p.m., January 6th, 10 a.m. at the Ellipse at President's Park. That's where you can see Alex Jones if you're going to be there. If you're not going to be there, if you can't be there, if you can't make it for some reason or another, I do at least hope that you support people that are going. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a supercharged 2021 New Year's special. It's up to 60% off the top selling products. And the mission to Washington, D.C. is exactly the type of thing that you're funding by going to InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Supermail Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X2. Make sure to go there as soon as possible. You can also go to preparewithalex.com to get massive discounts on storable food prices. That's preparewithalex.com. And those prices are set to expire on the 8th of January. So this Friday, it will be the end of this incredible sale. So go there now to make sure that you get the best prices possible on storable food. It's preparewithalex.com. And with that, I go out to the phone calls. We're going to stick with people who are talking about January 5th and 6th right now. We have a few callers who want to chime in about the Georgia elections. We'll save those for the next hour. So Robbie in Kansas and Tyson in Kansas as well. Y'all hold on for just another minute and we'll come to you in the second hour. But first, I want to go to Freeman in Missouri who wants to talk about what and who we are up against. Thanks for calling in. Freeman, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So earlier you said we're between a rock and a hard place, but I think it's a little bit of an understatement, more like a boulder or like an iceberg and an island.
Right.
So all the largest companies in our country, like Walmart and Amazon, even if they were in states that didn't have mandates with masks and such, they still were being threatened, I think, from the top to enforce the mask. I think, like, World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, Davos Group, International Monetary Fund, I think they all have entities or people that are compromised by the CIA. Obviously, the CIA is one of the largest monetary organizations through illegal funding. So I think, you know, what are we supposed to do at this point? If they just slide Biden in there, you know, what – I think even if the people revolt, the internet kill switch is there, would that be the flashpoint? If they put in the kill switch and the internet, I mean, more people are awake than ever. But I don't know if everybody knows the scale. It's across the entire world.
Mm.
And they're using China as well. Like, three of the top five largest companies are Chinese state-owned. So they're moving up rapidly, and they have a lot of people.
China is the only country in the world that actually benefited financially from the year 2020. Yeah, very, very ironic, I guess you could say, if you aren't actually paying attention, understand this is exactly, the issue that we're talking about. You know, I don't know what we do, but I do know that doing nothing is the only thing that really guarantees our defeat. And it's entirely up to us, you know, and again, it's like people who comment on, you know, you say, hey, we need to rise up. We need to be there on January 6th. And you get comments of people going, nothing will ever happen. Nobody will do anything. This will be a failure. And it's like, well, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you don't want anything to happen, don't do anything. If you want something to happen, then you shouldn't wait for permission. You shouldn't wait for somebody to organize for you. You've got to do it. You know, Jefferson in Virginia called with the idea about the flyers. A lot of people have these great ideas and they call in and they say, hey, somebody should do this. Well, you're somebody. Go out and do it. Print the flyers, pass them out, be in there in January 6th. Make your desires become manifest. You're the only one who can do it. No one will do it for you. That's the lesson of last year. And that's the lesson we need to learn if we have any hope of coming back to where we once were. And on that note, I want to go to Richard in New York, who has an idea for civil disobedience, which may be an answer to Freeman's question. Richard, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Freedom. Thank you very much for having me on the show, and God bless InfoWars. Now, I want to address this mainly to the pastors and the preachers and the priests out there in the Washington, D.C. area. You have power. You are the body of Christ. You can fix so much of what's going wrong by opening the doors of your church, letting people come in and use the John. Police tell you to shut the door, and when the policeman walks away, open them back up, and that's civil disobedience. You're not going to bend the knee. You're going to let people come in and use the John. It's going to cost you a little toilet paper. Maybe you get some mud on the rug. Who gives a damn? You're going to lose your country. We have, you know, if you're a pastor and you're listening to this program, you already know there's a one-world totalitarian socialist new world order going to take this country over the name of Lucifer. Do you want to lose everything you've got? Do you want to go to camp? I'm telling you, every single one of these churches, every single one of you, I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying, please listen. You have a kitchen in every single church. You have classrooms, you have basements with places where you hold your dinners. You can house people.
Yeah.
You can bring them in. You can put a cot down on the floor. They can bring a sleeping bag. These are going to be young, healthy people because old guys like me can't do it, physically can't do it. But you know what we can do all over the country, all over this country? We can put, I'd like to go to Washington, but I can't. I'm not physically able. Put the money out.
Mm.
If you're working and you'd say, I'd like to go, but I got a job and I can't go, put a few more bucks in that pot and take the poor son of a gun that's laid off that can't get to Washington because you don't have two nickels to rub together to call a dime because of the COVID thing. He can't go into work. He's a cook. He's a waiter or she's a waitress or whatever. They want to go to Washington because they want to save their country.
Yeah, if you can't do it, help fund somebody who can. And, you know, you make such a good point. If the churches were not also corrupted in the same way that every institution in America seems to be totally dominated by countercultural communists, just, again, psychopaths, which many of our churches are, unfortunately, many of our church organizations here in America completely subverted and taken over. If they weren't, they would be the front line of this resistance. And that's why I've come to appreciate the Orthodox Church so much, because the Orthodox bishops are actually out there going, hey, guys, this is the mark of the beast. This is the, you know, this is what was prophesied in Revelations, and we must resist this with every fiber of our being. Meanwhile, you have churches like the historic church out in front of the White House who was more angry that Donald Trump held up a Bible in front of their church than they were angry that the church was attempted to have been burnt down the day before. So rioters try to burn the church down. The church has nothing to say about it. Donald Trump holds up a Bible in front of that church. It's, oh, yeah, how dare you? You know, you shouldn't do this. This is completely backwards and nonsensical. The churches should be on the forefront supporting President Trump, supporting everything that he stands for, which is the reinvigoration of American Christianity and American exceptionalism and American values in the face of a swelling tide of satanic perversion. You're exactly right, Richard, and you said it so powerfully. Let's go quickly to David in Texas, who wants to talk about January 5th and 6th. Thanks for calling in, David. You're on the air.
Yeah, I really loved it when you would sit in for David Knight previously, and you did such a good job when he was not on, and I just wanted to call in and say, me,
the Knights who say me?
Me, we are the David Knights who say me.
All right, David. Hang up on David. He's just saying knee too much. All right, that was obnoxious, but thanks for the compliment, I guess. Let's go to quickly Carrick in New York. Is that how I say your name, Carrick?
Jarek.
Okay.
Good morning. Calling from Cuomo's Flyover Country in Buffalo, and I would like to go over our District 58. Mr. Nick Perry, his Act 416, you guys may have gone over this before, but I want to direct the attention to some sections.
Mm.
A person or group removed or detained by order of the governor or his or her delegee pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall be detained for such period and in such manner as the department may direct in accordance with this section. A confirmed case or carrier who is detained pursuant of the subdivision 2 of this section shall not continue to be detained after the department determines that such person is no longer contagious.
So yeah, this or
Mr. Cuomo.
No, this is insane. Yeah, this is again one of the top stories in the country. COVID camps is the headline at InfoWars. Put disease carriers in detention centers. That's the New York law proposed there in that state. So yes, prepare for COVID camps should Joe Biden be able to take the presidency and we allow this insanity to continue. It's a threat to humanity itself.
The Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How fitting that illegitimate president-elect Joe Biden attempts to roll into the Oval Office as Congress robs the taxpayers of America.
As Roosevelt said, I think the American people can take whatever we tell them if we tell them straight from the shoulder.
If it were any other president-elect, the media would be in a feeding frenzy to get to the bottom of the monumental criminality the Biden family unleashed on the Ukraine. Instead, they're covering it all up.
President Trump has said publicly, Joe Biden and his son are stone-cold corrupt, and chances are he's watching this interview. Anything you want to say to him?
Yeah, Mr. President, release your tax returns. Let's see how straight you are, okay, old buddy?
It's amazing that it has gone this far. We are actually witnessing the possibility of an incoming president that faces a Class A felony for fleecing a foreign government while he was vice president. The now month-old Ukrainian press conference laid out the facts, accusing the Bidens of high treason against the Ukrainian government as the Biden syndicate colluded with the corrupt Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych through his minister Burisma founder Mykola Zlochevsky. According to the Ukrainian prosecutor's evidence, the Bidens were involved in embezzling U.S. dollars intended for technical assistance to Ukraine, funneling millions out of Ukraine's coal and gas industry, and the withdrawal of millions of dollars laundered through corrupt banks that were transferred to the Biden family. Evidence of the withdrawal through financial holes of millions of dollars stolen from the Ukrainian people with their subsequent transfer to the accounts of the company belonging to the Biden family. At one of the first press conferences about a year ago, we showed bank transactions for hundreds of thousands of dollars to the family of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, namely to his son Robert Hunter Biden. The latter was a member of the board of directors of the infamous gas production company Burisma. Burisma belongs to the fugitive Yanukovych-era minister Mykola Zlochevsky. The inclusion of Biden in the Burisma leadership and payment for his services is nothing more than a political cover that protected Zlochevsky from the Ukrainian law, namely from the criminal code. Two anonymous witnesses detailed the transactions that they were intricately involved in. Yes, I confirm what was said in the conversation today. The company was operating from about 2009 to legalize and optimize clients' funds. In this situation, we are talking about Mykola Zlochevsky and Burisma Holdings Limited. Transactions were made in his favor. The transfer of funds to Burisma Holdings Limited came from the two companies mentioned above, and Burisma paid its bills. In this situation, it paid to the Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC account with Morgan Stanley. And what can you say about Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC? The company was owned by Hunter Biden. In the period from November 2014 to October 2015, the witnesses noticed strange reoccurring payments that, at the direction of Zlochevsky's assistant, were sent from the account of Burisma Holdings Limited, which was open for the personal needs of Mykola Zlochevsky in the Latvian private bank AS, to the account of the American company Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC. The witnesses drew attention to these payments since about 20 times the same uneven amount was reoccurring, $83,333 and $1.33. This is a payment for the political cover that Biden provided to Zlochevsky. This is only part of the payments for a short period confirmed with documents by the witnesses. And it was also confirmed by the reports of the financial intelligence units of Latvia, Cyprus, and Ukraine, which are posted on the NABU leaks website. And how much was paid to security officials, tax officials, lobbyists, and how much was stolen? I think the amount is tens of millions of dollars. Add to the Ukrainian government findings all of the puzzle pieces supposedly being investigated by the deep state immunity Keystone cops over at the FBI regarding Hunter Biden's laptops documenting the telltale signs of a money laundering operation. As the American Conservative wrote, the laptop shows Hunter, through a number of front companies, accepted money from Chinese and Ukrainian entities.
An utterly corrupt puppet president is what awaits us if Joe Biden is allowed to fraudulently take his place as president of the United States. That full report by John Bound can be found on band.video and the resistance.video. It's called Biden's Ukrainian Felony. It exposes just one of the many criminal enterprises our supposed president-elect is engaged in. More of your calls on the other side.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the third hour of American Journal. It is the 4th of January, the year 2021. Promises to be one of the most incredible years in human history on top of what has been one of the most incredible years of human history, the year 2020. We have a few tweets from President Trump this morning. I'd like to read those to you before I go out to your phone calls once again. Donald Trump says, as of 55 minutes ago, how can you certify an election when the numbers being certified are verifiably wrong? You will see the real numbers tonight during my speech, but especially on January 6th. Senator Tom Cotton, Republicans have pluses and minuses, but one thing is sure, they never forget. So there he promises to reveal some of the numbers that were being discussed in that phone call tonight during a speech that I'm sure we'll be carrying if it happens during the war room, or maybe we'll stay behind to cover that speech, which promises to expose the lie of the fraud that we've seen perpetrated over the last 2 months. Donald Trump continues with this next tweet. He says, he's quoting Senator Ted Cruz when he says, quote, we've seen in the last few months unprecedented amounts of voter fraud. Senator Ted Cruz helping to lead the pushback against the fraudulent election, as well as Senator Ron Johnson, who Donald Trump quotes as saying, quote, we are not acting to thwart the democratic process. We're acting to protect it. That's exactly right. And he finally says 16 minutes ago, the, quote, surrender caucus within the Republican Party will go down in infamy as weak and ineffective guardians of our nation who were willing to accept the certification of fraudulent presidential numbers. Of course, pretty much every one of these has a little Twitter claim underneath it saying this claim about election fraud is disputed. No, it's not. The Surrender Caucus will go down in history as weak and ineffective. That's a fact, no matter what Twitter wants to say about it. We go out now to your phone calls. Robbie in Kansas, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for holding. You have comments about the Georgia election. Thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Harrison, and I love your product. I got a couple things to say as far as the election down there in Georgia. Why can't Trump go down there with the military and forcibly take that information from them? And another thing is, when it comes to our march on the White House this coming week, if that doesn't work, I think we need to forcibly use our Second Amendment to go there the 20th to keep our president in office. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think January 6th, you know, a lot of people are saying we're just going to stay there. We're just going to occupy D.C. and not leave. So maybe they'll be there from the 6th through the 20th. If people are capable of doing that, I think that's a great idea. I think direct action, as Antifa puts it, is exactly what we need now, because we've seen no matter how genuine and heartfelt our pleas are, they go completely unheeded by the people in power, completely ignored and degraded, and then essentially dismissed by the people in power as illegitimate to even have concerns about this, which is infuriating and means that if our appeals go unanswered, that doesn't mean we no longer have the right to appeal. Doesn't mean that we lose our right for redress just because the people in power don't want to give it to us. They don't give it to us. The Constitution gives it to us. God himself gives it to us. We don't just give that up because the people who the, you know, redress threatens refuse to go along with it. That's kind of the whole point of the Constitution. And I think we need to be ready for whatever comes, whether it's on the 6th or the 20th. Thanks for the call, Robbie. Let's go to Paul in Montana, who has some interesting things to say about Bill Gates. Thanks for calling in, Paul. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I want to say that up here in Montana, we got private property. I want to announce to everybody, Joseph Kofor Black, 28 years CIA. He's the director for Burisma, and he's been laundering and sheltering a lot of money for the entire Biden family, hundreds of millions, and also for Romney and Nancy Pelosi. They're investigating that now, and hopefully there'll be a shutting down that account and an arrest will be made. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen, and what we need to do is investigate all the spies and start locking them up. I want to tell you one more time that Bill Gates' son is Jeff Moss, the founder of DEFCON. You can look him up at GlobeSec in Austria. And what happened to our election, ladies and gentlemen, this is 100%, and it's going to break, and it's breaking now, is that DEFCON hackers all over America are the ones that actually set up the computers, many of them. And at the end of the night, what they did is they deleted the original data and put it to factory reset, and then they sent fudged numbers up to the central server. So that's going to be investigated. That's 100%. God bless you. Listen, the other thing that's happening in Georgia is we found out there's some people in Georgia that investigated this. Brad Ressenberg, what he did is he failed to apply. There's a rule 183 that says he has to secure all the close the ballot boxes on time. And number two, he has to have cameras on those ballot boxes, and they're supposed to be on all the time. And number three, if you want the videos, we're supposed to look at them for security. He didn't do any of those things. He totally failed. And the fourth thing is he deliberately allowed ballots to be submitted without time codes on there. So we're going to work right now. Lynn Woods people are going to work on pulling all the ballots that don't have a time on it. Like that's deliberate cheating. So they're going to subtract all the ballots that were thrown into the boxes that don't have a time on it, no timestamp. You know, so they were literally loading those boxes after the election was closed.
Yeah.
And we lost a lot of sheriffs in Georgia that are good sheriffs that literally, when you get a guy from MS-13 in jail that's got five death warrants in Mexico, they said they're not going to report them to ICE anymore. Anyway, all the votes need to be recounted and reestablished. We lost a lot of seats. But the future now is we the American people, can we agree on this? We want cameras all over the voting places. They got them in Walmart. They got them in jail. They got them in prisons. They got them at a car lot. We want cameras so we can see what's going on.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, people understand now how easy it would be to fraudulently take over a presidential election or any election for that matter in America. And so, I don't think they'll get away with it ever again. I think the American people are awake. From now on, any election that takes place will have a huge amount of Republicans there watching everything go down and preventing this from occurring again, which is great. But you bring up a fantastic point, which is there are so many of these orders that go out and they, you know, like in Pennsylvania saying, hey, you can't keep going until you have poll workers there. And they just ignore them. They just go, yeah, whatever. We're just going to do it anyway. And then nothing happens to them because of this. So it's not like we even need to prove like, you didn't let poll workers in, and on top of that, we proved that it was because you were doing this, this, and this. No, no. If you were ordered to allow poll workers in and you didn't, then your votes are fraudulent. Then your votes should not be certified and they shouldn't be counted. It's literally as simple as that. Or, as you point out, in Georgia, if there are things in place to say you're not allowed to take ballots after a certain time, you have to have cameras on the ballots all the time. If they ignore these orders, then they should be punished. They broke the law. And this is what the problem in America is right now as a whole, is just you have these lawful orders going out and they're just ignored by people and nobody holds them to account. In the same way that what has happened with Antifa in Portland, Oregon, and Washington and elsewhere, is you have attorneys general or other people in position, you know, prosecutors in position of power who simply ignore the law. They just say, yeah, nah, we don't want to enforce the law. We know these people committed crimes, but we're not going to punish them for it. We're not going to hold them to account for it. Well, then those people need to be held to account. Those people need to be punished. They should really be charged with any crime that they allow to continue by not punishing the people who are caught committing these crimes. And you wonder why police are fed up with this, or why the crime rate is spiking all over the country. And that's another big story that I haven't even gotten to today, but just the sheer massive spikes in crime across the entire nation, which, of course, is being blamed on COVID or churches or guns or whatever, whatever it isn't actually the cause of it. When we know the cause of it is the attacks on police, the truncating of the police's budget, and the willingness for these often Soros-sponsored prosecutors or attorneys general who get into office and then refuse to enforce the law. It's treason. It's literally just people getting away with it because the media won't hold them to account. They don't make people aware of it. The people who vote for them are not aware of the people they're voting for or the policies that they intend to carry out. And it has allowed this issue, this problem that we're under, to spiral out of control. And these people must be punished. And I'm not sure if it was Paul or the caller before that said, why doesn't the military, why doesn't Trump just send in the military to do this? I don't know. I don't know. I really wish they wish that he would. In fact, we have Brad in Tennessee, and we'll go to him on the other side of this short commercial break, and we'll hear why he thinks we cannot rely on the police and the military. I have to agree. I don't think we can rely on anybody except the American people. We have to rely on ourselves. No one else will help us.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Bam.video.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. Then we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, I like to call it supervision. It's the vision that you have once you have ingratiated yourself into the media landscape, once you've soaked yourself in the lies of the mass media, and you learn how to tell truth from falsehoods, even just from the headlines of the mainstream here on Google News. You just get a little taste of what the mainstream, just regular, normie, disconnected people of America are hearing. Things like Trump in taped call pressured Georgia officials to find votes to overturn election. Total lie. CNN reports Trump's bid to steal Georgia exposes GOP election ruse. NBC News says Trump's call to Georgia election official highlights White House bunker mentality. Just complete lies, just utter lies. But what it reveals is the panic that is setting in. What it reveals is that the mainstream media is desperate, not just to frame what occurred inaccurately, but the opposite of truth, where the election was fraudulent, the election was stolen. Georgia in particular was stolen, and attempts to rectify that are now being portrayed as attempts to steal the election. This is the reverse, upside down, backwards clown world that most of Americans live in. I'm glad you've broken out and you've found the light here. You've escaped Plato's cave and have arrived here in the sunlight of InfoWars.com. And I'm glad that you have. We have a couple callers. We have a lot of callers still on the line. A couple of planning on going to D.C. or on their way to D.C. Brad in Tennessee, I said we'd come to you, but Tyson in Kansas had been holding for a while and his phone died. And I would hate to have him. I have to stay on hold for too much longer. This is Tyson in Kansas. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling back. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for accepting my call. I just wanted to go ahead and try to communicate to anybody that is out in Georgia that is listening. You got to get out there and vote. We have to maintain a Senate majority for the Republican Party. I know that, the Republicans have really let us down for the most part. They're promising some nice things coming up here on the 6th. And, you know, we hope for the best. But anybody that, thinks that the voter fraud and election fraud is going to, that it was an isolated incident, early voting started on December 14th for this runoff. So, you can imagine that there's going to be some shenanigans. And if you're driving through, if you're not a registered voter or a resident in Georgia and you're passing through and, you can't get a place to stay in Washington, D.C., I would also urge people to, as you're passing through, just go ahead and stop by. You know, if you can't get a place to stay, in D.C., stay in Georgia. Stay in one of, you know, in one of the horrible counties that are, you know, mismanaging all their elections, and just, you know, stay for a few hours, keep watch, and then, you know, leave early in the morning the next day to try to make it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, what with everything we've seen going on with Donald Trump, you know, vetoing the NDAA, and it just went and it got overridden anyway. I think that people are kind of, you know, hung up on the, you know, the presidential election, which is very important. But I think we, you know, we've seen the limitations that the executive power has. And we need to try to maintain every small space of breathing room that we have left.
Yeah, losing the Senate would be a major blow to Republican power in D.C. Of course, the issue is we have people like Tom Cotton and Lindsey Graham, Republicans coming out against Trump and, you know, claiming that that he's attempting to cheat. It's like, I don't know. I'm sort of torn at the question of whether or not to support the Republicans in Georgia, because, you know, if the Republicans are able to undermine the president, completely go against the America First agenda that so many Americans have, you know, pledged themselves to, they shouldn't be rewarded for that. At the same time, you don't want to lose support of the Senate. So I know there's a lot of contention there. Thank you so much for the call, Tyson in Kansas. Let's go now to Brad in Tennessee. Says we cannot rely on the police and the military. I completely agree, Brad. What's your input on this, sir? You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good job with the show. I'm a first-time caller. Yeah, I think the time for pessimism it might be here. I hate to say it, you know, but the police are not chosen for their aptitude specifically. While admirable, they're more of a psychological deterrent. And what we're seeing now is people starting to get their heads busted for opening businesses and not wearing masks. And I'm afraid it's just going to keep going. But the flip side of the coin is the media coverage of it. I mean, they're starting to do what you saw in the UK, where if a black man does something to a white man to avoid an outrage, it'll say a man, and then it won't have the name. And then, of course, the comment sections are gone. So I just see this thing, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, like Alex said.
Yeah.
And at this point, the military is in the same boat. Maybe they all wear panties. I don't know. I work in construction, and I'm just sitting here watching this. It's terrifying if you have a three-year-old or if you read the headlines every day on the MSM. But also, I wanted to say something about the vaccine. I was in healthcare for 10 years before I got out, thankfully. And I got woke up by the flu shot 5 years in a row. It didn't work, so I just opted out. And then my son... We didn't give him any because we were going to delay them, and he's three now. Would you believe he's the strongest kid in his gymnastics class? It's amazing.
Yeah. So you did no vaccines whatsoever with your son?
None. I was thinking about it and going to stagger him, but they didn't want to have a conversation. So I just said everybody out of the pool. And, you know, and then all this happened, Corona, through his childhood, which is horrible, but we're trying to make the best of it. But he's got the strongest grip. He's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can do a half a pull up. Incredible.
Yeah, that's great. And I've heard a lot of testimony just like that. People I know that go, hey man, my kids didn't get vaccinated and they're healthier than anybody else in their class. And you hear that time and time again. I will not be vaccinating my son either. So I'll be right there with you, and we'll see how that goes. Just hinting at what you're talking about there, the headline from Infowars.com, healthcare workers refusing COVID-19 vaccine, hospitals offering to pay staff to take it. Huge numbers of healthcare workers throughout America are refusing to take Pfizer and Moderna's rushed coronavirus vaccines, according to media reports. And I've told you before, just personal accounts of people I know that have been to the hospital and have said, you know, I talked to the nurse and the nurse said, oh, are you taking the COVID vaccine? And they say no. And the nurse says, yeah, neither are we. You know, they whisper it. They're like, yeah, don't tell anybody, but the doctor isn't taking it either. And it's like, well, it's your job as a healthcare professional. You literally took an oath to not do anything that would damage your patients. And here you are administering something to them that you're not going to take yourself. That's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. And you should be brave enough to stand up and say, no, if I'm not going to take it myself, I'm not going to give it to other people. Of course, they'll lose their jobs. They'll be demonized. They'll probably be they'll have their information doxed by the mainstream media and hate mobs sent to their houses. This is just the brave new world that we're in. The problem is we got here because of cowardice. We got here because people refused to stand up for what they believed in. So just as you point out, just like the police are refusing to stand up for what they know is true, the healthcare professionals are not standing up for what they know is true. The military will follow orders even if they know they're counterintuitive and not what they should be doing. It's a nation of cowardice falls pretty easily. We need to stand up once and for all, no matter what line of work you're in.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living
Defense. Anybody listening to my voice, simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's Infowars.com, American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. It's the 4th of January, the year 2021. You have only a few more days to take advantage of the storable food prices at preparewithalex.com, up to $850 off food supplies. And again, that sale will end Friday at the latest. And we have been informed by this company that their supplies are becoming more expensive to maintain. So that price will be going up probably permanently following this price hike that we can expect to come early next week. So if you want to take advantage of the lowest prices possible for My Patriot Supply on storable food, you want to go to preparewithalex.com as soon as possible. 6 InfoWars exclusives are available on that website. It's preparewithalex.com. And of course, the Supercharge 2021 New Year's special is going on now at InfoWarsStore.com. It supports everything that we do here. 50% off blockbuster products such as Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, the Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, and the Pure Turmeric Extract. All of those 50% off now, but not for much longer. And of course, the Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste are both in very limited supply. They're still 25% off, so you can take advantage of that discount and secure yourself one of these blockbuster products before it flies off the shelves, as they so rapidly do. Now, I want to go out to your phone calls right away. Let's go to Jonathan in California. I want to talk about COVID being a bioweapon, which is revealed with the headline here. Infowars.com says top U.S. officials say, quote, growing body of evidence shows COVID-19 leaked from a Chinese lab. Jonathan, you're on the air. You're coming in all right. What's your comment, sir?
I'll try to make this fast. I know this is going to sound irrelevant, but I wouldn't bring this up if I didn't think it mattered. There's a popular YouTube channel called Game Theory. They talk about video games and science and how when you apply certain things in video games to the laws of physics and whatnot. You see where I'm going with this, right?
Vaguely, but I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Just get to your point quickly so I can actually understand you here.
Okay, this YouTube channel, they did a video a while back.
I'm sorry, you're fading out. We have a bad connection, Jonathan. I do want you to call back, though. We got the Game Theory YouTube channel, and that COVID-19 is a bioweapon, and that's what we're hearing from the White House. Of course, it didn't take a genius to figure out, hey, the epicenter of this outbreak, where it came from. It's like, well, you've got two things right there. You have a top level bio lab that's engineering, you know, genetically modified viruses. Oh, and there's also a market. I wonder which one the virus came from. Gee, if only we could get some experts on this. Maybe we could get some clarity. Yeah, it's been obvious since the beginning that this was a man-made catastrophe released by the Chinese in cooperation with so much of the New World Order that's already in place and operating behind the scenes. It's very interesting. I'm working on a report right now I'll call something like, you know, Understanding China's Place in the New World Order, because it is an interesting, it's an interesting place that China resides in. Some crazy laws in China. I mean, China has no immigration whatsoever. I mean, less than like 1,000 people a year are allowed to immigrate from China. Most of them are Chinese people that are coming back to China. So no immigration whatsoever. Pornography is totally banned in China, punishable by a lifetime in prison. You know, there's all this stuff that it's like, this is totally incompatible with the New World Order as it's being set up in America. And it really brings some questions as to why China is the model when they seem to, you know, it just seems counterintuitive. It seems like they reject so much of what the New World Order is about here in the West. And when you really figure out how this game is being played and that China can only be understood as playing a role in the New World Order, does everything really start to become clear? And I'll be laying that out in more detail later in the week. But I want to go now to another phone call. Let's go to who has been on the longest. Looks like Kenneth in West Virginia has comments about the current coup going against Trump. Thanks for calling in, Kenneth. As the MSM is portraying it, they say it's Trump himself that is doing the coup. Kind of ridiculous, huh?
Yes, that's pretty ridiculous. And yeah, like I said, I wanted to, looking back at the Mueller coup to what to do, you know, possibly for the current coup. I was out riding my bike and I was thinking of the scenario that Alex was talking about, like if the FBI came and took Trump and Pence and then said they were Russians and then put Pelosi in. I was thinking, what should we do? And then I was listening to Cuddy Ranks live from Boomtown, and there's a part on there where he goes, you say you're a bad man, but you're never a Russian senator. You never try to kidnap a prime minister. You never set an ambush an ambassador. So come on, who are the real revolutionaries? So if you guys played that on a loop the next couple of days in D.C., I think you guys will scare the hell out of that town.
You'd get the message across, wouldn't it? And of course, you know, you bring up so many good points. Obviously, the coup, they've really attempted multiple coups over the last 4 years. It was the Robert Mueller, Spygate Obama coup that completely failed and was exposed as a utter fraud. And yet is still brought up by idiots trying to convince other idiots, right? They'll go on, they'll say, Trump is a Russian agent. It's like, really? You're still on that after a 2-year, no holds barred, $50 million investigation came up with absolutely zero. You're still going with that? Yeah, they are, because they're dumb and they think you're dumb. But then the other thing you bring up is the fact that political prosecutions are coming. I mean, there's already people in power with the ability to do this sort of stuff saying that, hey, once Joe Biden's in office, we're going to punish anybody that helped Trump. We're going to arrest Trump. We're going to try Trump. And then anybody who assisted Trump as president, they're going to be on the docket and be punished and be prosecuted politically. Now, that's the death of the United States. That's the death of the Republic completely, if we allow this to take place. But people in very powerful positions of authority are threatening to do exactly that, arrest people like Donald Trump and anybody who supported him, claim that they were treasonous or seditious because of completely unfounded and unjustifiable claims. And yet they'll push it through, they'll carry it through, and they will punish anybody who dares stand up to them. So we need to let them know before they're allowed to even get in that position, it's not going to happen. We'll punish you first before you ever get the levers of power that you would plan on attempting to wield against your political enemies. It's unacceptable and cannot be stood for. Let's go now to Jay in Florida, who is going to D.C. Thank God, Jay, you will be there as well as so many other patriots along with you. Thanks for calling in, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm going up tonight. I'm headed up to D.C. I was down in Naples. All the way down there with Roger Stone, and there's so many young people and people down there who are headed up to D.C. Couple of things I want to touch on. Number one, first of all, there's no higher power than there is God, okay? So all this intimidation tactics of how powerful people are, this, that, everything is nonsense. God is more powerful. Okay, he brings us in this world, he takes us out of this world. Number two, there's a thing called the Transportation Workers Identification Card for all longshoremen and truck drivers to go into all these ports around the United States, okay? That needs to be implemented as for your national ID. They take their retina scans, your handprints, your fingerprints, everything. They know everything about you so you could vote, okay? Another thing is, for all the patriots out there who are sitting on the sidelines, okay? Now, I'll say this. I put the Republican Party on notice this morning. They called me, and they know who my name is, okay? I don't vote, but I donate to their party. And I told them this morning, I'm not giving you another dime if you don't stand behind this president. And I don't vote, okay? So I just gave a dead giveaway to some of the people who know who I am. But I'm not going to give another dime to them. We'll start a whole new party if we have to.
A lot of people are talking about that. The America First Party, the Patriot Party, the Trump Party. Essentially, we're done with the GOP. We're done with the backstabbing Republicans. And I think that's exactly right. We should let them know. You don't get another dime from us. You don't get another vote from us until you actually do your job and protect this country, the values and the heritage that we stand for. You don't undermine us at every pass. You'll lose your power one way or the other. So stick with us and maintain your power and maintain control, or you're out.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar.
Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high-quality storable food.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Ben.video.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal on this January 4th, 2021 edition. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm going to go out to your phone calls, Henry, Teresa, and it looks like we lost our last caller. So Henry and Teresa will be our final two callers for the day, and I'll go to them in just 1 second. Of course, I do want to remind you before we go to calls that there is the 2021 Supercharge Your New Year sale at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the products that we've been highlighting here because we finally got it back in stock, but it is a limited supply at 25% off. It's Pollen Block. And the amazing thing about this concoction that we have here is the active ingredient is a bioavailable fraction concentrate from a quail egg. Again, it's like you want to find the most powerful medicines, you want to find the most powerful supplements. You don't go to some, you know, creepy lab in China. You go to nature, and we use the power of what else? Quail eggs to help prevent the sinus problems that people can have. Of course, spring is coming up, and while it might not be the deadly worldwide pandemic that COVID-19 is, of course, killing everybody that comes in close of anybody else not wearing a mask, as the mainstream media has told us, allergies can make your life miserable come the spring. So do what you can, get pollen block, and help ease some of that discomfort. It's quail egg concentrate is one of the primary ingredients on this. Decades ago, researchers in France discovered the ability for certain quail eggs to alleviate season-related symptoms when eaten. Now they've perfected the process to concentrate this active ingredient into low-dose chewable tablet. And then it's sorbitol, which is tooth-friendly, low-calorie sugar alcohol to give it a good taste. So take advantage of our incredible pollen block formula now from InfoWars Life for our always low price to help you enjoy the great outdoors again. Yes, spring is coming up. The sun is coming out, and pollen block will help you enjoy nature's bounty without suffering from allergies that may come about this spring. Get pollen block at 25% off, limited supply. So make sure you secure your supply now for the coming months. This will become even more popular. It'll fly off the shelves even faster. So the limited supply now, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go now to Henry in Illinois. Thanks for calling in, Henry. You want to take back our country. So do I. How do we do it, my friend? You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Nice to talk back to you. Yeah, we need to remember the Declaration of Independence gives us the right to abolish the government, which is under the Constitution. Number two, Trump has to really enact 1776 because the Congress and everything are against them, the majority of them. Number two, I want to make it specific to people who are protesting to tell the cops they're acting on the color of law and they could be prosecuted just like any governor, judge, and politicians. That's Title 18 U.S. Code, Section 242 is right there. We need to start implementing our rights. We need to fight back. We need to get rid of these corporations. And one thing that I'm amazed is the Russian president passed a law that any TV news or media that bans them to be prosecuted. Trump should do that so that we can have information from him, not the mainstream media that lies to us.
Yeah, and of course, we know the mainstream media is completely controlled. Mockingbird Press, they have literally intelligence agents inside their editorial rooms dictating what does and doesn't get covered. Yeah.
And he needs to get rid of the emergency order from March 2013. I mean, last year, March 13, 2020, and the one from 2009, which gives the immunity to the vaccines and employers to force you vaccinations.
Right.
And employees need to understand that no employer can force you to take the vaccination in violation of the Nuremberg Court. So you tell them you're going to be prosecuted, we're going to file a lawsuit against you, and the EEOC, which is betray all of the American employees, they say they can allow the employers to give a vaccination. No, they can't. They're violating the Fourth Amendment, plus they're acting on the color of law. So we can sue them on the color of law. I mean, I'm tired of hearing all these people, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. Oh, well, let's comply. No, this country was founded on dissent, not consent. So we need to take, our country back and our constitution and make the politicians to understand that we, the people, give them the power, not them. And the Supreme Court is so corrupt, it needs to be nullified. That was said by Jefferson. And, and anything that is not in accordance to the constitution as ratified in 1788 is not valid. It should be nullified. All these judges that think they have the job for life, we nullify them. We need to get rid of them. We need to be people that are honest, true patriots, true Americans, to protect this country and the Constitution. And the armed forces need to understand that. You took an oath to defend the Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. Just like the president, like any police officer, you need to defend our country because our country is taken over by the damn Chinese. And you know what? Just going to a point about the Chinese. The practice is do as I say, not as I do. That's why their country doesn't allow a lot of things. People need to understand that. But the vaccinations need to be out. We need to get the immunity from 1986, the Fauci. Fauci needs to be prosecuted. Bill Gates needs to be prosecuted, and Soros.
Absolutely. That'd be a great place to start, wouldn't it? Bill Gates, George Soros, and Anthony Fauci. Fauci, of course, is giddy with the prediction that, oh, things are about to get worse. They're about to get a whole lot worse. I mean, they're so excited about the idea that this catastrophe that they've subjected us to is about to get even worse, and call for even stricter lockdowns and even more intense vaccinations. I mean, it's all utterly absurd, but you're exactly right, Henry. Fantastic call, as always. Inspiring and coming with the actual clauses in the Constitution that back up exactly what you're saying. And you're exactly right. Enemies, foreign and domestic, have absolutely conquered our entire country. They haven't conquered the mind of the American people. And that is our only hope that we have left, that we can bring about the truth, expose it, and then prosecute these people for their actual crimes before they get into power and prosecute us for daring to oppose them, because that's what we're up against. Thank you so much for the call, Henry. Let's go to Teresa in Indiana, who will be our final caller of the day. Thank you for calling in, Teresa. You had a vision of hell I read here on the screen, which I'm very interested in. I have a vision of hell every day when I wake up and have to look at the MSM to do my news gathering. It's like I'm in hell. It's like I'm surrounded by demons. But you had yourself your own vision. Thanks for calling in, Teresa. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's either Reaper Kale or the Bright Reaper on Twitter.
Okay.
And so I had, you know, done that. I'm just learning Twitter. I've had it since 2013, but I wanted to use it where I could anyway. And so I'm just learning. But yeah, so I think it's a call to repentance. And so, you know, it's a really a terrifying, very terrifying vision. I want to forget it. But I didn't know, I wanted to do the at symbol to you, but I didn't want to load up your Twitter account and you have to delete off something. And now I don't even know how to do that, to go ahead and take that very post that I made that so everybody could read it if they want. You know, so maybe you could help me with that. I mean, you know, it talks about what hell could possibly be.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, we usually flash my Twitter account down here on the bottom. It's at Harrison of Texas with.
Oh, I realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you can just put that. Yeah. Tag me in it, man. You know, my DMs are open, and I try to look at everybody that tags me in whatever it may be. So, yeah, anybody who's listening right now, welcome to send me things on Twitter. I'm sorry if I don't get to them, because I do get a lot of unsolicited DMs, and sometimes I don't know what's legit and what's not. So don't feel personally insulted if I don't respond to you right away. It may just take me a little while, or I may have missed it entirely, but I apologize if I do. So it's a great way to communicate, and it's a great way to get out there. Of course, we need to be on alternatives. We need to be on things like Parler, you know, instead of YouTube. We need to be on band.video and the resistance.video. But still, we need to try to get this information out to regular people who might not make the choice to avoid things like Twitter and Facebook. We still need to be pushing on those fronts and, you know, expressing ourselves and spreading this information to everybody that we can, using whatever platform we can. So, yeah, feel free to tag me in whatever, and I will try my hardest to respond to it. And I get a lot of great input from InfoWarriors, and many times the stories that I cover on the show come from viewers like you that will send me something on Twitter, and I try to look it up. So folks, Donald Trump is planning to do a speech later tonight where he will lay out some of the numbers that were brought up during this leaked phone call to Raffensperger. Of course, two lawsuits against Raffensperger have been filed by Trump. They say the Secret Service is now looking into whether he broke any national security laws by releasing that information. Point is that we know this was stolen. We have the numbers. We have exactly how they did it, who did it, and when. We've seen the spikes. We knew on the day of that there was fishiness going on. On November 4th, we had the graphs that showed the obvious spikes. And now, finally, maybe this information will get a wider audience, and America as a whole will wake up to the fraud that they've been subjected to. President Trump speaking tonight, and then the 5th, Alex Jones tomorrow.
Three,
in D.C.
2-1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. The But the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it. But believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com. The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.